Blog Talk Radio.
Show, hey, long time no talk.
That's right.
Today, today's Thursday, the 1st of January. Happy New Year to everybody. Everyone, Happy New Year. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, will be the New Year's resolutions. I know you all have one. Some of you guys, you know, just kind of deny that, well, I don't have a New Year's resolution, really. Yeah? Well, I bet you do. I can guarantee you do, because you know, if I talk to you, your goals, your whatever you want to accomplish this year, that's your New Year's resolution, man. So don't say anything that you don't have any New Year's resolution. But enough about you. Let's start off. Okay. I know that there's a lot of things probably happened, good things happened to you on 2008, and they were great. 2009. Here we come. 2009, it's, you know, a lot of things we're looking for. Actually, movies, you know, movies coming out in 2009, you know, something to look forward to. My birthday, my birthday's coming up in a couple of days. Yes, yes, that's right. So if you have anything to give or anything to, like, you know, spare, some of the games, like an Xbox 360, that would be nice, you know, like an RPG game. You know, I already have the Guitar Hero, so that's you know, that's, we got that covered. But, you know, so games or anything like that, send them out, you know, give me a call, email me, fpuniente@gmail.com, and would love to, yeah, the Rock Band, too, yeah, that would be great, the Rock Band. The Guitar Hero Rock Band, man, those are sweet. Because my wife bought me one, but apparently now for a couple of days we can't locate them, so it's a bummer. I think my kids sold them off on eBay or something. I don't know, I can't find them. I have the guitar and everything like that, though, but the CD that I'm looking for, so I don't have that. So pretty much everything I have. I mean, you know, can't ask for more. You know, I have a beautiful wife, a house and a dog, and five kids. Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I'm not going to ask for more. I asked for five, but then so that's what I have. And also a boy, you know, so I already have a baby boy, so that's not asking for that. So, New Year's resolution, we'll start with mine, okay? We'll start with mine. And, you know, if you guys are listening out there, you know, call in 347-884-8124. And pretty soon I'm going to have my wife here, you know, talk about our New Year's resolution. And some of the, you know, celebrities and all that. We'll talk about the current events, and we'll talk about pretty much everything that is like going on around the world. All right, my New Year's resolution. I mean, that's, I don't want to bore you with mine, so I'm going to give you, like, what, three. Okay, I know there's, like, top ten. Well, give me a top ten. Like, no, I'm not going to give you my top ten. You bored your mind. I'll give you three, okay? Because the three is, like, you know, that's the most important things in the New Year's resolution. You're counting down, you know, whatever you count down is, like, you know, the three things. So let's just give, I'll give you three. All right, three, I would love to, number three. Okay, I want to spend more time, I'm gonna grow my business. That's what I'm gonna do. In 2009, I would like to grow my business. In the thing, you know, like in a sense that, you know, grow it so I can, you know, just towards my goal. So that's not my ultimate goal, man. You know, I mean, if I grow my business, like, and if I start making, like, maybe $10,000 a month on my business, hey, you know, be within 2009. But, you know, realistically, you know, I want to grow my business to the point that, more money coming in. That's what I'm doing. Number two for my New Year's resolution would be, procrastinate less. I know we all do that. You know, don't tell me that you don't procrastinate. Because I, you know, once in a while, I can catch myself and saying, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. I got this thing going on. But that never happened. So that's, you know, and also, that's, you know, it's not an excuse. Sometimes, you know, life can be, you know, hard sometimes. And, you know, that's, you know, you make your own excuses. And that's okay. But I want to stick with my goal. That's what I want to do. And let's, you know, procrastinate less. You know, whether it be like with the family, you know, things I want to do in life or working out and stuff like that. I want to stick with my goals and continue on and move on. Number one would be, go out more with a wife. I know in 2008 we tried to do that. And in 2009, I would like to, like, maybe, you know, spend more time with my wife and, you know, alone. Maybe, you know, going to, like, I don't know, you know, going out to eat, going to see a movie, whatnot. And that's my number three. And that's not a big thing, you know, it's not like I'm going to save the world in 2009. No, that's, I would love to, but spending time with the wife and kids and all that, and that's good enough. To me, though, I mean, it might not be good enough for you, and I don't know for the listeners out there, but it's good enough for me, okay? Let's go through the top 10 of the New Year's resolution, and after that, we'll go into the details on, you know, the current events and things that I want to talk about with you tonight. And the top 10 would be, number 10 would be get organized. I know a lot of people say, I don't want to get organized. This is not nothing new, you know, getting organized and getting things together, put together. It's in the New Year's resolutions top 10 list. Because organization can be a very reasonable goal, you know, whether you organize your car, your garage. Speaking of that, I think that's about my number 10, get organized, because in the garage is like, man, it's like a bomb just dropped in there. it looks like literally, because it has a hole in the, up in the, on the roof. Getting organized, it's just, you know, maybe organize your, I don't know, your financial thing, you know, like your bills. I mean, you'll know if you need to organize stuff, okay? And if you can't even find anything, like in your office desk or your table or your whatnot, if you can't find, let's say, you know, I don't know, like a phone, if your phone's buried in it and you can't even find them, it's time to organize. There's professional organizers that you can help, and you can pay them to organize your, you know, papers and, you just kind of reduce the clutter around your house, around your life, and so you find peace in your home. You know, you can just Google that professional organizer. You pay them. You know, they'll do that for you. You know, if you're not lazy, just do it. You know, believe me, there's a lot of people that pay to do organize their stuff, whether it be garage and files and stuff like that. But to me, I don't need to hire them. I have a wife. we help each other. She's laughing in the background there. That's the top 10. Yeah, that's number 10. So, you know, get organized. Don't put off with that, you know, just do it. You know, little by little, it would, you know, next thing you know, you're done. Your bedroom would be like all spiffy and clean and organized. Number nine, that actually would be help others. And this is, you know, like, One of the most popular actually is a non-selfish New Year's resolution. You know, unlike mine, you know, volunteerism can make many forms. It's like, you know, helping, like, maybe in your community, okay? Whether you're, you know, helping out in anywhere. I mean, there's a lot of things you can just ask your community organizer and find out where you can help, you know? It's stuff like, what do you call it? Like a food pantry or mentoring a child, you know, building a house. You know, there's a lot of a nonprofit volunteer organization that could really use your help. You know, if you're lazy, if you don't want to lift anything, maybe, you know, help maybe like in the old homes and help them, you know, just anything. So that help others is the way to do it. You know, it will make you feel good, believe me. So let's put that in your help and your New Year's resolution. Would it be number 9? I don't care. Number 10. Just put that in there. You know, and you can also, I mean, by helping others, maybe you can donate stuff. You know, like I said, a food pantry, you know, old furniture, clothing, and other household items that you don't need. I mean, look around your house. And, you know, ask your local, you know, community coordinator and see if there's any, you know, volunteer opportunities around your area. You can do that, you know. Learn something new. That would be number 8, you know. Number 8, learn something new. I mean, I know that we all learn. We all, like, learn something new every day. But those are the things that you don't really, you know, put an effort to. Oh, well, look at that. I'll learn how to do that. I'll learn how to knit, you know. I mean, do you actively have that on your list? My dog's barking. What I'm saying is I learn something new and make a list of something that you don't know, that's something you would like to, like, maybe, you know, learn, okay? Put that in there, whether it be fixing a computer, reading, writing, you know, learn something new, learn how to knit, you know, stuff like that. But let me get my wife in here. Oh, actually, Dawn, so, okay, Dawn, you're on air. Caller number 2, number 1.
Hello.
Number 11. Okay, we're just talking about the New Year's resolution. We're, like, down to 8 now, because that's why 10 is getting organized. 9, help others, you know. Right now it's 8, learn something new. Do you have anything that you want to learn something new in 2009?
Well, not in particular, but I know I will learn things new, you know, as I walk with the Lord. So everything, you know, you go through trials to learn things new. But I don't know, I guess, possibly learn how to build websites like Fernando does by scratch.
Okay. Learn
that's
websites.
Some sad music.
That's pretty good. No, it's a violin. It's that when you're like, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do. I mean, you can go to Home Depot. They'll teach you, you know, if you want to learn how to be, like, build something. Home Depot actually offers, what is that? What do you call that?
Workshop.
You know, things. Yeah, they're like a workshop, some sort of like that, you know. You can do that. You can go to the, like, local, maybe YMCA. You know, they offer some kind of a, you know, they great recreational training for beginners of all ages. And most local colleges and universities are, you know, offer, and they also, they offer, like, an adult education program, you know. I mean, to learn something, you know. It's not for, like, you know, going to school so you can get better jobs and stuff like that. I crossed that off my list a long time ago.
Oh, what? Getting a new job?
No, getting, you know, going back to school.
Oh,
like going
okay.
back
well,
to school so I can get a better job, you know. It's like,
oh, well, yeah.
You know.
Right.
Anyway, number 7, actually. Go ahead.
Did we come across don't procrastinate? Because that's something I want to, I tend to procrastinate.
That's actually one of my New Year's resolutions. That's don't procrastinate or less, but procrastinate less.
Yeah, because that's procrastinating. Just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
no,
that's it. Like I said, that if you say that your New Year's resolution is to stop procrastinating, and then you say, or to procrastinate less, that's because you feel that you can't accomplish that. But at least you're being honest, because
All right. Yeah. I just got I just sent out a text over there like yesterday at New Year's Eve. I sent it out maybe 30 contacts when I sent them out text messages saying Happy New Year, got any New Year's resolution? And majority of those come back, so it actually has to do with money, losing weight, or quitting smoking or anything like that. And that's majority of it. And as we go to number 7, actually, it says getting, number 7, get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the number 7 New Year's resolutions. I know that's one that the money is a big source of stress. If it's a big source of stress from last year, I think that's what you need to do. It's get out of debt. I know we all have. We all have debt. Whether it be small or big or anything like that. But if you are in debt, like all the way up to your nostril, it can create stress. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. When you don't have any backup plan and you don't, mm-hmm. That becomes stressful. That you feel like that you want to get out of debt, but you don't know how.
Right. Well, that's find a solution. Baby steps, like by finding a financial planner and. In your area, they can help you out. There's a lot of companies out there that probably will give you the financial planning for the year of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So get out of debt would be whether it be your credit card debt, loan, school loans. School loans, get those paid off, man, because it's just wasting your time on that. Quit drinking. Actually, number 6 came on number 6. Well, it's kind of stupid because it's majority of the people went out on New Year's Eve, went out drinking,
mm-hmm.
Went out, get this big hangover and the next day. And they said, I'm going to quit drinking now, less drink.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Most are not equipped to make such a, they're not equipped. They don't know where to go. They just say that.
Right.
I'm going to quit drinking. They're not into that to make that drastic change of their lifestyle all at once.
Yeah.
Quitting drinking, if you've been into, I know I used to drink and I used to smoke and all that, and quitting drinking, it's not, I don't think you can go cold turkey on it. It's most people with tobaccos, with cigarettes and all that. But there is a there's many heavy drinkers or alcoholics, what I call it, that fail to just to go cold turkey because it's just it wasn't hard for me. I didn't go cold turkey, but it was, I think, with the help of God, I believe. That kind of gave me that hope to quit drinking, to quit smoking. Even though if you're like moderate drinker, I'm a social drinker. I know that I'm a Christian, but like last night, what did we have last night? A non-alcoholic champagne, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you drink? Did you get drunk?
No. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
No, I didn't. It tasted better than what I expected.
Oh, okay. It made you sick or what?
I expected when I drink it, I'll be like, what did I just drink?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't taste like that. It tastes like white grape juice, but with seltzer.
Mm.
Tasted better.
Right, okay. I mean, fine. If you guys want, your listeners want to quit drinking, if you have like your heart into it and says, okay, you know, I'm not playing around. I'm gonna quit drinking. And you don't know where to go. Maybe you seek your local pastor or local, Alcoholic Anonymous people, like community. I mean, you can ask your community to do. They have some of the, like, if you live in a big city or, a small city, I don't think it will have those, like a city that we live here, I don't think they would have that. But they offer, their parents, if you're teenage kids or, like, that they're getting to and getting hands out the alcohol or drugs, I mean, you have to find help. You have to find help. And the help is by starting to, like, asking people, asking your community, where you can find that in such a way or closer to your home, so you can, take your kids over there, bit the crap out of them and take them there. no, I was kidding. It's a joke. A lot of people have heard, like, people say that, AA is for quitters. You can even buy that on the shirt that says AA for quitters and all that. The only way you can quit drinking, my experience, would be to seek God. If you're really into, deep into that drinking mode that you cannot get out, you're in the grip. You can't, no one can help me. People would say, oh, no one can help me. And then just, they get into that in denial of just, they don't have problems. Even though it's ruining their relationship with wife or a husband. Ruining their family, their jobs, and they're still in denial that I don't have problems. You need to seek the divine help. So, do you have any verse for that, Don, or? At the top of your head?
Well, I mean, not necessarily quit drinking, but I do say, uh-huh. I mean, there's like one that says, woe unto you who thinks you're a master of mixing drinks. That's found in the first, in the beginning of Isaiah, like chapter 5, I think, or chapter 6. So that's why I know about drinking. It's not good to bring fermented drink into your body, but it doesn't necessarily say that, called white. Like, so.
Okay.
So that's about it that I have about drinking and the verses that I can think of. A lot of people think that they say, it says drink wine in the Bible, but there's two kinds of wine. There's old wine and there's new wine, and it doesn't always say old or new. Because in the original language, you would have to know what it's talking about. And like from a health and nutrition field that you and I are in, I know that that would be like if somebody's trying to get better, like they're sick, it would be like the new wine, which would be like grape juice, Welch's grape juice, good grape juice. And then OPC3 has red wine extract in there, which is like not fermented, and that will also help with your digestive system. So it's not old wine, which is fermented, that's going to help you. It's the new wine, because when like grape juice ferments, it destroys the OPC properties, the antioxidant properties in there. Then you're not going to get the best value with old fermented wine as you would with new wine. Find that shoppingsuperhighway.com, OPC3.
Okay.
So that's my comment.
What do you think is number 5 for a New Year's resolution list?
Lose weight.
Nope. This is enjoy life more. I thought it was going to be like number 4, quit smoking, quit drinking, and now it's quit smoking. No, it's actually number 5. And number 5 is actually enjoy life more. I mean, who wouldn't? That's like kind of a rhetorical question, isn't it? I mean, who would want to, I don't want to enjoy life. My life's miserable. I don't want to do it. I mean, if you're really that negative, you need help. Stressful lifestyles of millions of Americans, no wonder they're enjoying life more. It has become a popular resolution in recent years. It's, there's got to be some steps to do that. I mean, look at your financial situation, look at your health situation, look at your, overall life situation, I mean, how are you gonna enjoy life if your kids are not, you know, doesn't like you because you drink? You know what I mean? How are you gonna enjoy your life if you have no money but you have lots of time, or you have lots of time but you have no money?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So the main thing of being enjoy life, that I read an article about that, is become healthy and wild and healthy, and then find your way to make money. It's becoming healthy. And and then enjoying life comes with that. So take up a new hobby, you know, try anything that you want to do. Like I mentioned that on the number eight, you know, number eight would be learn something new. You know, that can, you know, you can plug that into enjoy life more, you know, try something new. Go out there and talk to people, you know, talk to your, I don't know, not go to the bar, but I'm just saying, go to your local, you know, YMCA, mentor a kid, you know, enjoy life more.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that?
I was just agreeing with you.
Disagreeing?
Agreeing, like that it's good to sponsor a kid or like do Girl Scouts.
Right, sponsor a kid. Go to church, meet some people.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, go to church, meet some people. Boy Scouts, Girl Scout, and all that stuff, and meet up some people. Get out there and do, and enjoy life more that way. Number four, actually, is quit smoking. Huh, that is number four. And I know that's a lot of them that they want to do the quitting smoking, and they want to quit drinking, quitting all that. Actually, number one, this is the number one on some others list is quit smoking. Actually, this is going to cost you more than losing if you want to lose weight, because quit smoking comes with, you know, getting like buying some one of those patches and stuff like that. Whether it be like nicotine, what do you call that? Nicotine something?
Nicotine patch, nicotine gum.
Nicotine patch, yeah. It's going to cost you more money to do that. Whether it be like you want to quit losing weight, it's also going to cost you money. But it's not as much as the quitting smoking, because what is the average gym membership nowadays? What, $20 a month or something like that?
$30.
$30? Uh-huh. Wow, that's a lot.
I know.
Yeah.
It is.
$30 maybe. Okay, so $30, is that better than quitting smoking? Because when I used to smoke, right, how much did I used to spend? Like $100 a month or more than that? What about you? Your dad smokes, right, Don?
Yeah.
How much do you think he spends on average a month?
Oh, I don't know. $8. I'm doing the math.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. He says that he only smokes like half a pack a day, but some people say he smokes two packs a day. So based upon if you smoke two packs a day, I'm not saying he does, but if you smoke two packs a day, that's $56 a week, approximately, times 4 weeks, which is like about $264.
Wow.
You could definitely get a lot of OPC and health and nutrition products from Shopping Superhighway with that money.
Get some good health.
And then people tell us, you know, then that's not a reason to say you don't have money. How is it like the people don't have money to pay their bills? No, I'm not trying to mock them, but you know, we hear a lot that people don't have a lot of money to pay their bills. They don't have money to buy health and nutrition products, but they have money to buy lottery tickets, and they have money to buy smoke cigarettes.
Right,
yeah.
And it also is like, and there's a lot of benefits comes with that. And quitting smoking, I mean, it's like I said, you save a lot of money, but just like if you wanna stay fit, you know, average would be $30 a month on the membership fee.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is also they can it helps to reduce visits to a doctor's office. I mean, come on, you know, you'll get healthy. And if you plan to make healthy choices and to get in shape, you probably save like $500 maybe on your medical insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And
right?
Life insurance.
Right?
Yep.
Right,
yep.
Yeah. If you work, talk to your employer, see if there's any wellness program with an employee. Yeah.
Actually,
you know,
like, go ahead. Sorry.
Employees. That's all right.
On that topic, there's also, you can talk to your employer. There's now you can, sometimes even you can get supplements, and they're tax deductible. Might want to check into that.
Right.
So I think
it's
SSLA or FLA or FSA, something like that. You can check it out. And then, like even like you can get supplements, check out, see if our supplements can be tax deductible for shopping superhighway.com. And then also drugstore.com, they'll actually like give you a list of things that you can buy that are tax deductible. So those are a couple of options. So,
Number three, that was quitting smokes, and we covered that. And we inform you that, you know, it's better for your health and it's better for your wallet, because it's going to save you money, it's going to save you life. That's the bottom line, you know. And also, number three would be, lose weight, okay? Over 66% of adult Americans are considered overweight or obese. You know, this is just recent studies, so it's not surprising to find a weight loss is one of the most popular New Year's resolutions, okay?
What's that percentage?
66%.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm right.
I thought you said 60-something percent. I was like, wow, that's a pretty high number for obese people, and it's a recent survey. Sorry for interrupting you.
Recent.
I just, like, wanted to clarify that.
Right. I'm not just talking out of my, you know, beehole here.
Right.
This is all facts, okay? That's what Grant and Perrin do. You know, I talk about facts. I don't talk about, you know, this is me.
Mm-hmm. We talk about facts.
Right, yeah, setting reasonable goals and staying focused on what two most important factors and sticking with the weight loss program. Like I mentioned earlier about, you know, what is it, $30 to stay in the gym, you know, for the $20 to $30
to
weight loss, and also and commitments, actually, it's one of them. That's, you know, some area that I'm having a problem with also. And commitment, and also, you know, supplements. You know, I know that, you know, some of you guys out there are getting old and losing some hair like me. That's when this, you know, supplements come in handy because of the things that we eat. Like take some multivitamins out there, because food that you eat contains so much fat nowadays, especially like if you eat out. Like burgers and stuff like that, fries, there's so much fat in it. Because, you know, it's bad for your heart. That's what all the cardiovascular diseases comes along, because of the things that we eat. Now, by supplementing yourself, like, you know, with the multivitamins that your body needs, that's the best play. This is the best thing to do, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, because when you work out, you know, your muscle works, your body uses more nutrients and vitamins and all that. So you lose that, and that's why you need to replace that. Now, do you have any website out there, Don, I can go in there?
Shopinsuperhighway.com, shopinsuperhighway.com. I've really been helped by it. I really haven't. I mean, on that website, you can also find weight management products, but I really haven't taken those after a couple of our, we've had this business for two baby, like, I've been pregnant twice while we had this business so far, and, I've been pregnant twice since we started this business, and after that, pretty much what I took the OPC3 and I took the Multitech. Sometimes, I would take the Mitamins, which is children's vitamin, whatever we had in the house, and also sometimes I would take the Calcium Plus, and that's really helped me just by balancing my body out. It's really helped me to go down sizes, you know, like from a size maybe 14 or 16 all the way down to size 6, and then now I'm like kind of like between 6, I'm like more like size 7. So I'm still working on that, but also like this one, like I don't want to procrastinate a lot this year. Actually, you kind of helped me because, you know, you told me, I noticed that I was getting bigger. I might have been bloated, but still I noticed I was getting bigger.
Okay, I didn't say that.
You didn't tell me I was fat. You didn't tell me I was fat, but my jeans didn't fit me. And it could have been because I had to dry my jeans in the dryer twice to get them dry.
Been.
So maybe
could've
it just
been.
Happened to be.
Right. Yeah.
But it got me. It got you to say that, well, maybe those cookies are catching up with you.
And then
you said, I was like, well, can't I just like kind of eat lots of cookies during, you know, it's Christmas time, gonna go to parties and stuff.
Right,
and you said, well, it's gonna be a
way.
Well, you told me that you said that's a sacrifice you're gonna have to make. You know, you're gonna have to start before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So
my niece, I think she was saying something about she wants to get the, I don't know, she wants to do the 7-day cleansing so she can prepare her body through the holidays. I'm like, what? You know, it's like more kind of like a mentality of like, you know, like Catholics, like in Lent.
Yeah.
You know, like they eat all the meat, you know, because somehow it's like they have this superstition or belief that they won't be able to eat meat the next day or some sort of like that.
Are you, Mardi Gras?
Right, like the Mardi Gras or, you know, stuff like that. You know, it's wasn't that like, that says in the Bible, correct?
About what?
About that, about, you know, the people like indulge themselves like meat, alcohol and stuff like that.
Like it says, don't gorge yourself. It doesn't say that you have to fast. Like, doesn't say you have to participate in Lent. I think Lent is, like, just happens to be, like, a tradition that started saying, well, we're going to fast. And along the way, you know, well, I mean, they do have, like, with Lent, you need to give something up. Normally, you give something up. But I don't know if most people know that when you give something up, you need to bring something in. Like, you know, say you give up, like, meat. Well, then you're going to pray for somebody. Like, maybe you want Lord to help somebody to, you know, maybe deliver them from darkness. So you could put that together. You could still celebrate Lent, you know, have the 40 days going on. But you know, say, like, for instance, somebody's going to give up chocolate or meat, you know. And so they gave that up. So whenever they're craving that, they're supposed to replace that craving with prayer, you know, like, instead of eating the meat, they're supposed to pray for that person that they're fasting for. And I don't know if a lot of people know that that's probably where Lent started. It started out a good way, but then people, like, you know, then they hear about Mardi Gras, and then they hear about, oh, it's just Lent, you know, and they just know about the fish, that eating fish on Friday, but they don't know why, you know. So it's really good.
It becomes a tradition now. It's Friday fish fry, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the whole history behind that. So let's get into, let's move on to the top 10. Number 2 is actually Fit in Fitness. You know,
what's
being regular, number 2 is like, you know, exercising regularly. I'm going to exercise regularly.
Ooh,
you know,
that's
also has been associated with more health benefits than anything else known to man. So fitness study shows that it reduces the risk of some cancers, increases longevity, helps achieve and maintain weight loss. So if you like you know, you're doing a Pilates or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Enhances mood, lowers blood pressures, and even improves arthritis. In short, exercise keeps you healthy and make you look and feel better. So why not make this time to start getting in shape or getting an exercise? Whether it be like walking, if you can't run, walk. If you can't, you know, bench press 500 pounds, bench press 5 pounds. You know, start from the little, start from the thing, going all the way up. That's what, you know, be in a fitness, because there's a lot, there's so much benefits from getting, you know, staying in fitness and being in shape, and keep your body hydrated you know, the drinking water, water fluid, and there's so many drinks out there. Just, you know, drink water, you know, maybe, you know, that's some kind of drinks that's out there that they can help you called hydrate. Where is that, Dawn?
Are you talking about water filter?
Hydrate, yeah, like the water filter or something like that for your water bottles. Do you have those?
Oh, yeah, we have. We actually have, like, something really neat at Shopton Superhighway, you know. Instead of wasting all those bottles of Nestle, you know, or Aquafina, which is actually tap water, Nestle is better. But anyway, you know, instead of, like, drinking it, like, our family drinks a 24-pack in, like, 2 or 3 days. You know, that's a lot of bottles. So what we have gotten in the past is it's a sports water bottle. It's about probably about $20. But it lasts for 3 to 6 months, and it has a water filter in it, and then you could just get the replacement filter cartridges. It's found at Shopping Superhighway. I think it's called, the name brand is Plus One, and then we actually ordered a water filter. I'm so looking forward to that because I don't like to drink water very much, even though I know I should. It's because I get heartburn sometimes from the water, so I think that there's not something good in the water that I'm drinking. So we ordered that, so it should be here within like a week. And so I do drink water sometimes, but I don't drink it as much as I should. But I've tasted water from the Plus One, like, water filter. It's going to be on top of the sink. We also sell, located at shoppingsuperhighway.com. You can find it under the sink attachment. It's extra cost, but anyway, the water tastes so good. It's just so good. It's so much better than bottled water, and it's so way better than tap water. So that's like, it's definitely worth it. It lasts about, I think, 10,000 gallons. So even if you get like Culligan or something like that, even if you go to Walmart, fill up like 3 gallons for like a dollar or something, you know, this water filter is going to benefit you more, and it's going to give you more value for the cost that you put into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
That's what I have to say.
When it comes to like fitness, if you're like a runner, you know, if you love outdoors, yeah, that's the same thing. Walk outdoors, you run outdoors. You know, if you need shoes or anything like that, you know, that website can also provide, correct?
Yeah. You can get, like, you can shop at, like, Nordstrom.com from there. Just, they even have MA Rewards that you can get to get free Market America products, and then they're going to be actually paying people to shop on the website. So you just go shopping at superhighway.com, sign up as a preferred customer, and then whenever you're going to go shop there, whether you're going to shop at Kohl's, Nordstrom, Walmart, you just sign in so you can get your MA rewards, even Home Depot. I mean, you name it, it's probably on there pretty much. We have thousands of stores that we're partnered with. Market America is even Old Navy. And Old Navy is a partner store.
All right.
So,
So that's being in fitness. You know, again, a lot of benefits going with that, being fit. The number one, actually, you know, that's kind of top, you know, all the nine, you know, New Year's resolutions on the list. This one is the number one. What do you think is this?
Get closer to God.
I hope so. Huh? I mean, I wish that one. I wish that's
I think he didn't mention money, so it's probably money.
No, actually, it's that's money. They get out of debt, you know.
Get out of debt, is that number one?
No, that's the number seven. Okay. Number one is actually spend more time with family and friends. A recent poll conducted by, you know, the General Nutrition Centers, the Quicken, and others shows that more than 50% of Americans, they love, or they vow to appreciate loved ones and spend more time with family and friends this year. Ooh. Make plans to meet up with friends and everything, you know, with them, like, whether it be, like, going to restaurants, whether it be, like, just, you know, like, reunions and all that. You know, they would love to do that in 2009. And the best thing to do that is to, like, maybe, you know, contact them. Again, there's the steps that you have to take before you can do that, you know. What about if you, you know, don't think that your family's not going to like you. I mean, there's the wrong thinking. I mean, so, you know, I know that they're all entitled to all opinion. You know, I don't think that my family doesn't like me, because I don't, because they do. You know, they might you might like maybe act like once in a while, but they're your family. Spend time with them. So how are you going to spend time with their family? Most people don't have time for their family because they work two jobs. You know, they can't. I got to go to school. Like some people, they go to school for 10 years and they never seen anyone, in their family because they went to school for 10 years. And then came back and, they're done and everything went and nothing was, really there for their family because it's, they're going to school and stuff. But put some time aside to your family or your wife or your kids and your husbands, your spouse, and, set aside and put in your day planner. Put it in there and says, I want to spend time. I'm going to take her out of dinner or out of, dinner and everything like that. So what do you have to say about that? What's your comment?
Did you say take him out to the,
out to the dinner.
So is that a hint that I can just, hire a babysitter and just invite you out?
Well,
or is that the man's job to invite the wife out? So your comment, you're asking me for my comment on spending time with family more, is that you're asking me?
No, I said, what's your comment on that? Do you think that's, that's like analyze that and people, let's say more than 50%, okay? I mean, that they would love to spend time with the family. And those are just, the list, of the survey is saying is like, what would you want to do? What's your number one list for New Year's resolution? What would be the number one? So 50% of the Americans in the survey said is in, they want to spend more time with their friends and family. Yeah. Maybe they're procrastinating. I don't know. Maybe they can't. Just because they put that in there, that doesn't mean they're going to do it.
Right.
Well,
it's a good effort. It's a good New Year's resolution to want to spend time with family and friends, and that's a good thing. And like you said, a lot of people are working too.
Yeah.
Like you said that we're there's you
I
said
know
that
in the air. Yeah. True, very true.
You all said right. Before like working two jobs, and that's so it makes it harder to spend time with friends and family because you work two jobs, so your day off. What if your friends and family don't live by you, and then you work every day of the week, and then you won't have time,
Right.
So I think that if you're in that position, you need to look into shoppingsuperhighway.com, look into the business opportunity there. And then in the meantime, while you're waiting to get out of that rut of two jobs, you can call your friends and family on the phone, spend time with them on the phone, show them, and work on that plan B of, owning your own on-franchise business with us. But we do interview, so you're going to have to be willing to, put in the effort. But anyway, that's what I have to say. Get a plan B, and then as you're working on that plan B, improvise. Talking to them on the phone, let them know that you're thinking about them, that you care about them, pray for them, definitely, and maybe you can share that business opportunity with them so that you guys can maybe go to Hawaii together or Texas or wherever you want to go, you want to go to Russia or you want to go to, Philippines, then you have time freedom and be able to go and have money to go and be with those ones that you love and that you want to be with and that you want to minister to maybe even. And that's what I have to say about that.
That's a good analogy here. Now let's get into more serious, what do you call that, current events, all right? We'll associate it with our New Year's resolutions, okay? Let's say, hypothetically, Dawn, you're Obama. What would be your number three New Year's resolution? Give it away.
Do you say Obama?
Barack Obama, let's say, hey, Mr. Obama. What would you think Barack Obama's New Year's resolution for 2009?
Do you have this in front of you?
Huh?
Or am I guessing? Am I trying to read his mind?
Just guess. You know, let's say, I mean, you know, I know that you don't know anything about him. You can't read his mind or anything like that. But it's just, you know, just give it a thought. See what, you know, what were you thinking of Barack Obama's New Year's resolution? Stop hanging around with radical people?
No, I think that would be on his New Year's resolution.
Hang out more? Hang out more with the...
Yeah, I don't really want to say what's his New Year's resolution. I know what would be a positive New Year's resolution, number one.
Right. Uh-huh.
Just hypothetically, number one, help, I mean, it could happen, you know, number one, for him to spend more time with God so that he can lead this country onto the pathway of righteousness. Number two, spend more time with family. And number three, show the love of Christ with discernment to the radicals.
That was a good analogy. Yeah, that would be the... You know, it's like if I'm like, you know, Barack Obama, my new resolution would be quit smoking, because I know he smokes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Do you think that should be his number one?
Number one would be distance myself from the radicals. Because he seems to be like a, you know, magnet from, you know, radicals loves him. I don't know if he thinks that, what he's saying, but I'm not holding him as responsible for that. But I'm just saying, you know, it's kind of distance himself from that. And number two would be, I mean, number one would be just rewrite my tax, you know, the tax bill that he's trying to propose.
Not spend time with... Go ahead.
Huh? I know he probably spend more time, I mean, lots of times with his friends and family.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, he's a president-elect, so he's just hanging out right now, you know, just waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going anywhere, but, you know, every time he goes to, like, to places, you know, his family has to come along, and, you know what I mean? So that's my take on that. So let's say if you're, what about President Bush? What do you think his, you know, New Year's resolution should be? Top three.
Spend more time with God.
Yes.
Number one. Number two. Love, honor, and cherish his wife.
Okay.
And
so he doesn't cherish
time.
So you're trying to say that he doesn't love and cherish his wife right now?
No, I'm saying that he should continue. He should be like,
Oh,
honey, I want to spend more time with you.
Okay.
And then I'm not going to be
more
present.
They're probably together all the time.
You know. Well, yeah, but you know what? There's some people that are in the house, but they're not in the house. They're like zoned out, and they
especially,
tune everybody up. So
especially
he should be
that,
all like,
that,
you know, lovey-dovey with his wife. And then,
that big. The house is that big. Oh, the White House.
Yeah.
Well, they're actually moving to a lot smaller house.
Mm-hmm.
Like a $2 million house or something like that, bigger than ours. But
and then number three, I think that he should continue on with the faith-based organizations and actually work hands-on. That he will be more involved with that.
Right.
So I think that's what's up.
So what about Bin Laden? What do you think is New Year's resolution?
What it should be or what it is?
Well, it should. We don't know his New Year's resolution.
Okay.
What it is? What do you think?
To ask Jesus Christ, you know, into his life and to seek him to be his number one. Number two, stay in the cave and spend time with God. And number three, come out knowing that he may be shot, but he has peace with God.
There you go. Woo! He will do that. That's a suicide for him.
Well, I mean, if he has peace with God, he can surrender with his hands up, and there may be that 1% opportunity that he will not get shot. That's 1%. But with God, you know, God, if God wants him to live, he can live.
Right.
I mean, he let Paul live. He let Paul live. So I'm not trying
to... What about Oprah?
Did you say Oprah?
Oprah, yeah.
Because it sounds like you said Okra. But Oprah,
that was the name.
Oprah. Okay, so Oprah would be spend time with God, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's who I'm talking about whenever I say God. Jesus
right.
Christ. That would be number one. Number two, to help her school or something she started in Africa.
Uh-huh.
And number three, to buy an airplane.
Why? Well, she probably can do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's rich enough, I mean.
Yeah.
Buy an airplane. There we go. What about you? Let me ask you New Year's resolution.
Okay.
What do you want to accomplish this year?
I want to survive my walk with God, and that if we do go to Illinois again, I don't want to end up having an argument with you because of my moodiness. So that's why I say
really?
I want to survive. I want, you know, sometimes I get like moods and I'm just, you know, I just get ornery or, you know, PMS and stuff. I just want to keep surviving, you know, with Lord and grow.
Go on.
And I want to grow with the Lord. Just kidding. I want to grow in my walk with the Lord. And I know these temptations to rebel and to be upset with you over little things, you know, I know it's preparing me something for something in the future. So I just need to endure with God's strength and grace. So that's what
right.
I want. And I want to get close, continue to be close to God. And I want to continue to love, honor, respect you, and be submissive to you.
Uh-huh.
As unto the Lord. And I want I want to go out with you more, and
uh-huh.
I want to be with the kids, and I want God in my walk with God, that God will show me how to, like, treat the kids, because I know I'm supposed to love people, but we are trying to train our kids, so it's kind of like a balancing act. I don't know if it's called act, but balancing, you know, between teaching them how to wash the dishes and then just telling them to do it. You know what I mean? Like stuff
right.
like that.
Right. Okay.
So I want to, you know, but that's, so that's
right.
some of what
real
it
quick,
is.
Real quick,
yeah.
I know the CEO of Market America, Jay Reitinger. What do you think is the New Year's resolution? Three New Year's resolutions, Jay Reitinger. Your opinion.
Get close to God.
Uh-huh.
Closer to God. And love, honor, and cherish his wife. Continue to do that, you know, and be faithful to her, you know, and because
uh-huh.
like he has money, so it's probably bring temptation, and
right.
for him to, you know, to have wisdom and discernment of where to grow, where to expand next, and for, you know, maybe be the Philippines or Mexico or wherever, you know, God wants. Yeah. So that
right.
would be like, you know, for him to be able to help people, because that's what he established it for. So I think those are like, you know, and then also be close to his family. I think he may just have one kid, you know, but, you know, be there for
right.
her if he needs her. Some. Yep, those are the ones I think that he should have or has or, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
That is good. I think we're out of time over here, so I would like to thank Don for joining me tonight with the, you know, celebrating or welcoming 2009 and talking about the New Year's resolutions. Thank you for the listeners actually out there, and I thank you for tuning in. So, more next segment. Don't forget to log in. On the 7th, actually, the author of the Brahma's Gift. And go to blocktalkready.com/greatinferno. You know, set up your set reminder. So, I'll talk to you guys. Thanks a lot, Don.
Hi,
and thank
welcome.
You once again. This is Great Inferno.